Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A Charles City man has pleaded not guilty to drug trafficking charges for allegedly possessing 4 pounds of methamphetamine. According to the criminal complaint, the Iowa State Patrol pulled over a vehicle about 6:45 p.m. on the night of June 6th near mile marker 187, northbound on Interstate 35. During the traffic stop just south of Clear Lake, a canine drug dog indicated the presence of illegal narcotics in the vehicle. Law enforcement says a black bag found in the vehicle held 4 individually sealed packages of meth with a combined weight of roughly 4 pounds. 45-year-old Jeremy Scott was a passenger in the vehicle, admitted that everything belonged to him. Scott has pleaded not guilty to a controlled substance violation, a Class B felony, and possession of drug paraphernalia, a simple misdemeanor. His trial is scheduled for August 13th in Cerro Gordo County District Court. Scott was being held in the Cerro Gordo County Jail until posting a surety bond for his $25,000 bail yesterday. A Charles City man is facing a flood of charges following a low-speed pursuit Monday morning. Charles City Police Chief Hugh Anderson says the incident started around 10 a.m. when a man drove his pickup around the barricade on the north end of the Branningham Highway 18 bridge, which at that time was still shut down due to the flooding. The vehicle made it to the south end of the bridge before encountering an Iowa State Patrol trooper, then turned around and headed back north over the bridge. According to the criminal complaint from the ISP, 67-year-old Daniel Hansen is accused of not stopping for Charles City Police, and a trooper joined in the pursuit at a low rate of speed through a populated area. Hansen eventually stopped in the Hy-Vee Tyson's parking lot and exited his pickup, and the trooper tased him before he was apprehended. The ISP has charged Hansen with eluding and cited him for reckless driving. CCPD issued Hansen 4 tickets for failing to obey a stop sign and yielding the right of way. The Iowa Supreme Court has upheld a $4.75 million verdict for a Northeast Iowa dairy farm. The award came after the operators of the Vots Dairy in West Union sued Northern Natural Gas Company, claiming stray electrical current from a pipeline corrosion prevention system made their cows sick. In 2022, 17% of the cows belonging to Mark, Joan, and Andrew Vots died. That's over 3 times the normal mortality rate for a dairy herd of 5%. Mark Vots testified at the lawsuit trial in January of last year. Sometimes you get to the point you don't even want to get up in the morning because you don't know what you're going to find out there. The gas company appealed, saying jury instructions were in error and the award was too much. However, the Supreme Court ruled the jury instructions on what constitutes a nuisance were proper, and the jury's finding that stray voltage was definitely offensive, seriously annoying, and interfered with the Vots' normal use of land. That ruling means the Vots will receive $3 million for economic damages, $1.25 million for personal inconvenience and discomfort, and $500,000 for loss of use and enjoyment of the property. While participation in the Summer Meals program through the New Hampton School District has been strong, there's room for more kids to be served by the free program. Director of Food Service Jody Serwinski says over 330 children have signed up to pick up meals, but there's no limit on the number of kids they will feed. The program is open to any child in Chickasaw County and or surrounding areas. Meals are provided by signing up with the New Hampton Community Schools. Drop-ins are welcome, but priority will be given to those who sign up. Serwinski reminds parents unable to pick up meals on a given distribution day to let staff know in advance. She notes any food sent out for delivery that requires refrigeration and is not picked up, it must be returned to the school and disposed of at the expense of the school food service department. Entering last week, an average of 30 meal packs and or gallons of milk have been returned each time and thrown away. Distribution of meals is Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11:45 a.m. to 12:05 p.m. at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in North Washington and from 12:20 to 12:40 p.m. in the city parking lot in Alta Vista. Serwinski says they also need more volunteers willing to deliver meals with their own vehicles on July 16th and 18th because no school vehicles will be available those days. For more information on the free summer meals program or to volunteer, contact Serwinski at New Hampton Schools. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.